Good morning. This past week's daf is daf Nun Ches, in the fifth parak of Maseches Ksubos. Let's see, we're learning the beer of the Mishnah on daf Nun Zayin. So let's see that Mishnah, and then we'll be able to understand it more. Let's see, the Mishnah says as follows, Noisen lebesulu shnimas ha-chodesh, Mishnah tova ba'al fanas is atzma. Rashi says as follows, Noisen lebesulu. Psula in this Mishnah, Kinira seems to be a chiluk whether she was married or not. First time marriage. Zokrashi nursed him to his man, the knisoso, luchopa, miyem, shetava, habal, acha, shekitsa. So we're talking about he was Mekadisher, and the Yudbeis Chodesh, this amount of time that is in her right to delay the chuppah starts from Yom Shetova HaBaal. Yom Shetova HaBaal. It's not necessarily the Zman Kiddushin. Mishetova HaBaal Inose. Right? That's when the Baal, he's ready to proceed to get married. So at that point, that's when the Yud Beis Chodesh starts. The Yud Beis Chodesh, or L'Hasir Al Iske Chupo, this man was given to her for preparation, to prepare whatever would be included in this topic, in this title of Tachshit. Anyone have a good understanding of what that is and why that's taking Yud Beis Chodesh?
I explained it to find shoes.
Okay. Okay, in today's terms, maybe that's okay. Akoponim.
It's not a wedding gown and all of the other stuff that she would need for a nice chasna.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but why is it taking? Why is it taking 12 months? Maybe they're starting to making it from scratch. Maybe that's what the difference is now and today. I don't know, even today, if you make them from scratch, no, it doesn't take 12 months. Exactly what? Why it's taking so long? Right? Maybe they're raising the funds. It's a fundraising. event. Yeah, she has to work. I don't know. Basically, exactly why it's taking so long. But Akoponim, that's a Yud Beis Chodesh that the Mishnah says, Lefanes is Atzmo, Lehochin Tachshiteho, Lefanes Atzmo B'Tachshitim. So the Mishnah, Shem Shneisen Le'isha, Kach Neisen Le'ish, the finest is Atzmai. That the same way she has, it's a right. That means that even if he wants to get married before that, she has the right to delay the chuppah this amount of time, which is within her right to prepare properly for the chuppah. And by the same token, it's nice and leish the finest is Atzmai. Now that Shem Shneis and Leisha, Kach Neis and Leish, would seem like it's the same amount of time. The fanus is asked me, "Bitzorach Yisud of Lechova." Whatever his responsibilities and whatever he needs for the Nisuin, for the Chupa, he also has Yud Beis Chodesh. Each one has the right of Yud Beis Chodesh. Now the Mishnah says, "Ula Almona Shloishim Yain." If she is an almona, and whether almona over here, what's the word almona I mentioned before? We'll see in a moment. Amona gets lamed yoim. Zuk Rashi, Shein Terachas Kol Kach B'Tachshitin Shekfar Yeish B'Yodo. She already has. So instead of the 12 months, she gets 1 month. 1 month. Right? That's this halacha. What about mitzad the ish by almona? Anyone saw on that? What do you say, Shalom, about this? That what about the ish by an almona? Does he get, how much does he get? Should there be a difference on his side of things, whether she's a psul and amona as far as what he's preparing, mm-hmm. and her tachshitin, right? Rashi tells us that there's a difference. She has already, right? Which just to continue the thought that I didn't mention before. So therefore, it would follow if she's a grusha also. Right? The idea is that she was previously married, so that's why she has the tachshitin. So, as long as it's a second time marriage, and that's what we mentioned before. So, in this context, Besula and Almona really doesn't have to do whether she's a Bu'ula or not, right? The Shalom just is whether, the Chilak is whether this is her first marriage or her second marriage.
Right, so I saw that, the Mishnah's Mashma that you give the same either 30 or 12 months, but I saw that there's opinions, it depends if he's, you know, that they're independent, that if it's a first-time marriage for him, it's 12 months, and a subsequent marriage would always be 30 days, right? Even if it doesn't match what the kala is. Some say that it always matches the kala, and yeah. Some say it's dependent on...
Now, why would it make a difference as far as he's concerned? Does he have a... He was making ready previously. Things are left over from he has leftovers, right? Or so, he just has experience.
So I guess the lashon is mashma that it's the same, but the swara is mashma that each should be viewed independently. That's
the way Rashi says, you have to have a different limud for the man. But if you would say different from Rashi, let's say Rashi would say, by an almana, she doesn't need such a nice gown. They don't make such a big deal for a second wedding.
That's what I would have
said. Second chasna. Right. So if you would say by that svara, right. Then you could say the same thing by the food.
Uh-huh.
You're not making such a big chasna for an almana, like they would make for a basula. So now Rashi doesn't say like that. So now can you use that svara to say for the man?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's good.
Okay. That's a spoiler we could talk and think about. Now, Koponim. So now, let's see. The Mishnah says, He gives my blanis of Oches from Shlev Oches with Truma. The Mishnah says as follows. That if it's Higiyah's man, if that time, whenever it is, according to whatever it's, Psula Almono, etc., it's Higiyah's man, Loinisu, the Loinisu, the Gemara that Beis told us is that it refers to if he's Ma'akiv. Oich Lois Mishloiva, Oich Lois Betruma. So there's two halachas over here. That means that his chiv mezonos is going to start now. Now that's understood that if he's the ma'akiv, so you know that what that means is as follows: that were the nesuin to happen, so he'd be mechuyev in the mezonos as far as the chiyuvim, which are chal of the baal. Shas Nisuin, being that he was the cause of the Nisuin to be delayed. That's why Chazal were mechayiv him at this point, even without the Nisuin itself being the cause of the Chiyuv. That's what a zechiv and zenis at this point. That's as far as that halacha is concerned. Now the halacha of oichla is betruma. Right, we'll see better in the Gemara. But at this point, she's able to eat truma. Now, can we in the Gemara that if we were lacking in the kinyan, were that to be the problem, so nothing is advancing as far as that's concerned, Chazal can't allow her to eat truma if she doesn't have intrinsically a din to eat truma. And what the Gemara tells us, that the truth of the matter is that with the eris in itself, really she has the din to eat truma, the kinyan kaspoy, and there's really a din drabana which is preventing her from eating, from being able to eat truma mikarech the kinyan kaspoy that was chal with the erisin, and that we'll see in the Gemara goes off now. Right, that's what we saw in the Gemara, and that has to do with the chiyuv mizaynus. There's a dependency on the fact that since this chiyuv mizaynus is chal now, so that sets up a situation that there's no reason for her not to be able to eat truma anymore mikoyach the kinyan kaspoy of eris. Okay, that's for those who saw the Gemara, that it's understandable what we just said right now. Those who didn't see the Gemara well are not expected to understand what I just said. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Rashi. Let's see the Rashi over here. V'loy nisu. Right, it's the second part of the Mishnah. Gizman v'loy nisu. So Rashi shabal ma'akven, that it's the Baal who's being ma'akiv over here. V'aydi the tonu reisha bidid he tonu sefer name bidid. He has the Gemara on daf beis. And even though the Lashon Gemara, maybe the Lashon Mishnah maybe would be mashed, but not like that. So Rashi v'loy cheles b'shuma im koyin hu. When we say that she's able to eat truma at this point, we're talking about im koyin hu. If the ma'aris is a kohen, v'hi Yisraelis, shemisho shekidsho oichel shum la'tayra, kumfash v'imora, that in truth, midaraisa, she can eat already from the time of Erison. Rabbon de gozad hashta, and there was exer rabbon until now, and at this point, there's no basis for the Gzeira. The Gzeira ends at this point, and that's why she's eating Mikoyach her din d'oraisa. Now, let's just jump for a moment to the end of the Mishnah, just to get the picture over here. The Mishnah says as follows. I mean the bottom line on Nun Zayinu and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Zu Mishnah Mishayna." Bezu Shachrim Omru, Eino Isha Echelas Bichumach Zikaris Dachupo. Zok Mishnah Zu Mishnah Mishayna. Right, this halacha that Rashi says on the bottom, with that the bottom line, the Rashi, the last Rashi on the Omru, Zu Mishnah Mishayna, the Mishigia Zman. This halacha that by Hagoz man she could already start eating truma, that's Mishnah Mishayna. That means that this is the shita of the first Bezdin. And however, there was a machlokes, and at a later time, Bezdin Shalachreihem Omru Eino Isha Echelas B'Trumah Tikkun Shalachupa. A later Bezdin argued on that, and they changed the practice, the halacha, that she cannot eat with Hagoz man. He daf can eat the Knisa L'chupa. Okay, let's see over here the first piece of Gemara. The first piece of Gemara we want to see is by the two dots, Anun Ches, Nun Zayim, Nun Zayim, Nun Beis. First wide line. Let's pick up over there. He gives my blame nisu. Zotmar Omar Ulo. Ulo says as follows. Vatera Rusa Bas Yisrael Echelas Bitshumo. Right, this is what Rashi was referring to, this Gemara over here. That Minatayro Arusa Bas Yisrael Echelas Bitshumo Shenem Vakayin Ki Ikne Nefesh Kinyin Kasvay. When the Torah talks about those who are able to eat the truma, so the Torah says, which that primarily really is referring to an Eved. But the Gemara says, that an Isha that's Niknes, Isha Niknes, Bishleish Adrochem, the Kinyin of Eirsin, also is considered a Kinyan Kasboy, and therefore he could be Meichel her with this halacha of Kinyan Kasboy. Hainame Kinyan Kasboy. Rashi says later on that even though Isha is nicknamed in Shleish Adrochem, she could be nicknamed with Kasif and Kasif Shtar Abiyah. So if she's nicknamed with Shtar and Bia, then it's not Kinyan Kaspoy. Rashi says that Mikoyeche Hekish Iskish Havayis Lahadodim. Rashi says that the Kinyane Ishes are learnt one from another, Mikoyach HaHekesh, that the Torah compares them to each other, and if Kinyan Kasboy could be Meichel, so who adin other Kinyanim, Shtar and Bia also. So Zot Gemara that as far as the Derais is concerned, then the Ikra Hadin, Erisin itself, is really Meichel. So really she should have a din to eat right away, even before the Hagoy is man. Matam Omu Inay Cheles. But there's a din Rabbana. There's a din Rabbana which says that we're not going to allow her to eat Mikoich her din deraisa. Shemim's Gulab Kois Beveisa Viha. We're concerned that since she's living Beveisa Vina, Arusa is living in the house of her father with her family members. So, were she to be able to eat Chumadiyah, we're concerned Shemayim is Gulo Kois Bevesa Vivitashke Lachia Olach Yoiso. There's a concern that if she's eating Chuma in a house she's a Bas Yisrael, so the rest of her family are not able to eat Chuma and she's eating Chuma, we're concerned that she'll give to them, and they'll end up eating truma, which is the chiv misa for zot to eat truma. So, because of this concern, Chazal said that we're not going to allow her to eat be'erisin. Fratimori hochi giz mavle nisu nami. So, Fratimori, okay. So, but then how does that explain why Hagoaz man things change? She's still living in Beis Avia. Why does this chashash not exist anymore? Zot Gemara hosom duchto meyachilo. Zot Gemara at that point, v'hagoaz man duchto meyachilo. He gives her a place, a separate place to eat. Which means as follows, that since he's Mechuyev Mizoinus, right, and that's really the point over here, since at this point he's Mechuyev Mizoinus, so he's supporting her, so at this point he would be concerned that if he be feeding her and she be eating her meals based on his support in her house, then the food will be shared by others, and his mezonos bill will be really more than necessary. So he's meyachel la dochta. See, he gives her a place a separate place to eat, that she should eat from his mezainis, not together with the bnei mshalach. So mehai taima, the chashash, the concern of if she were to be eating truma now, there's no concern of her sharing it with others.
Do you understand how that works?
In this other place.
What?
That's a play rent in this yachid place.
That's one problem. And she's eating alone. she's and is she living in her parents' home and she just goes there to eat?
That's what it says
in English. Okay, I mean, well, it sounds like she's got some taromas there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, right. So I guess you have to use your imagination a little bit over here. What exactly this, how this presents itself, right? You know, is right, if on today's standards, right? If miachad lo duchta means he's renting for a place, so it's hard for us to understand that how economically he's gaining anything over here, right? So it sounds like he's not really spending too much, if at all, for this place that the Gemara refers to.
He puts a picnic table somewhere outside, away from your family.
That's what it would sound like. Maybe it's something that he has, and maybe it's a spot that he gives her rights to come into his kitchen, you know, or whatever. Right.
It would be limited to only the truma meals, I guess. You would have to worry about. Well, no, I guess not.
No, what we're saying is that right. His concern is without truma.
Right. So right. It's.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. So Zokta Gemara that the reason why Hagol is man, things change, is because he gives man and he's mechuyev in mizoynis. So because of that, he's miach lo duchta, and if that's so therefore the chashash which affected the halacha of truma is not relevant anymore. See, now that we have that these two things are dependent on each other, so then if it was Higi's man, let's say he was not ma'akev, she was the ma'akev. So then, being that there's no chiyuv mizaynis, then she won't be able to eat. Right, now you understand how it'll always be dependent on each other. Let's see Rashi. Let's look Rashi on this. Shema yimzugu lo kois look Rashi shel truma bevei savir, and she'll be miyachid kois shel truma. Duchta miyachad also Rashi miyachad shuhuzana iso tamid moitzia mebei savir. Since he's constantly sure he's mechuyev, so he has to. Whatever her support is coming from him, Now, see over here also you could ask just technically to understand how it works that why. Why does this bother him? You know, he's mechuyev a certain amount to give her. So fine, she's giving that amount. Now, if she wants to, you know, feed it to other people, so that's her loss. And why does that affect him? Why is he concerned with over here? Right? Why is that his concern?
The food's going to get used up, and then people are going to say, look at this guy, she's hungry and he doesn't feed his
okay.
wife.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's the, is the chiyuv mamon or is the chiyuv food?
Sounds
like this, that the chiyuv is food.
We see from the Gemara, there's shares of how much food he, like if he gives enough truma that she has to buy chul and right, I mean that's a certain amount of food. I mean, it's not unlimited, could have given that amount of money.
Is that what you learned from that? That he could have given that amount of money.
Well, maybe we'll see more about giving money, but what are you negate to this over here? Would that make a difference if he gave her money or he gave her food?
If he's giving her food, if he's giving her money, then you know it's really up to her to buy their food and to eat it. She could waste the money on anything theoretically, right? Not just giving it to her, not just giving food to her family. So it sounds like the thief is really mamish food,
right? But it's a shear of food, right? So the rub's shayla,
a shear, right? Right. Okay, so right. The amount shayla, that she needs to eat. Right.
So what's the difference? If
right, I get it.
Mm-hmm. So that's possible, right? Like we were saying, such thing like that is that you know he, even though he has the rights, but he'll end up looking bad. So that's why he doesn't want to do that, right? That's not necessarily so much that she has the right to ask for more.
Yeah, but I don't know. But again, if she could be mebazdeis on anything else. So, how do we solve the problem? Right? In other words, okay, so now she gets trumadic food or whatever type of food she gets and she sells it to...
Right, so I guess we're not concerned about that, right? We're not concerned that she's going to use it for other things. The concern just is that when she's eating her food, I guess that would have been a normal thing to share... To share food with others,
right? But if it's food that she's going to have to sell for other, right? Okay. If you say it's mechza and mechza, so then that works. Okay, so we assume she's going to eat the food that she gets. She's not going to sell. She's not going to have extra money. So, right? But if anyhow she's going to have to exchange that for other food, so once she's exchanging it, you know, it could go to any other. Type of hefzed if we're worried about that.
I'm just trying to follow the question. What do you mean?
Let's say that we take the shita that she has to give. She can give that he can give total truma.
Okay.
And it has to be the value of her.
Of chulin,
right? Okay. So therefore, Mamela, she's going to have to. She's going to have to sell it, right?
Right.
So why aren't we worried that she's going to buy food for, you know, she's going to buy food for something else and end up lacking funds? She's going to buy other things with it and end up lacking funds and make the husband look bad.
But what? Where do we see such a achshash that she's going to use the money?
So the rabbi is saying that if she ate in her house,
right,
and she gives over the food to someone else. So we're not worried that the husband's going to look like he didn't give her enough money for food. Right? In other words...
One second, is that what we just said?
The Rav asked the question what's his problem if she stays in the house, if she uses it for something else?
But see, in the context, what the original question was, is that, you know, he gave his, what he was mechuyev. And if she shares her food with the family members, and therefore she's doesn't have enough food, she has no tefiyah on him. So why should it make a difference to him? That was what the question was. Is that how you answer the question?
Right.
Right.
So right. If he's miyached her another place. Right, and she has to anyhow transfer this.
So, are you answering? I'm just trying to see where you're heading.
I'm saying that the question still exists.
Oh, so you're after Rabbi Eliyahu's answer?
Yeah. Nothing personally.
Right. So his answer was that true, that she has no claim on him, but being that this will happen and she'll be lacking food, so it looks bad. Looks bad for him. So he doesn't want to. He doesn't want that.
I'm begging for food by the neighbors.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So I'm saying that if the issue was that she just got food and ate the food and she was in a makom miyuchad, so I can understand an answer like that. Right? In other words, you know, okay, so the food's in a separate place. She's not going to. She has no one to give it to, so she's going to eat enough, right? But if we're in a situation where she's going to anyhow have to sell the truma and then repurchase food, right? So if we're worried that she's going to spend it on things other than the food, and even though he's not going to be mechuyev or anything else.
But is that, that's when it's right over there, is the concern on spending on things, or the concern is only when she's sitting down to the meal and the other people around, so she'll shear. But anything before that point, that's not b'chlal l'chshash. We're not chayish that on the store, on the way to the store, back to the store, she'll give some handouts and things like that. Right? The chshash is only during the meal time. During the meal time, she'll share with those that are in the room. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Right? You want to say, how do you know who says?
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Maybe they were just very poor. Maybe really her family just didn't have enough food to eat. So what's she going to do? She's sitting down with a big meal that this guy provided. They don't have any food. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for us, to understand the metzias of why this would even be. There's so much food today, it's just not even an issue, really. Maybe in Eretz Israel, they understand better. I don't know.
Why is she sharing with them?
Why is she sharing and why? I mean, do they not have food to eat? The horror, it sounds like they must not have food to eat. Because if they have food to eat, why does she need to share with them? And her whole family's eating. She can't just eat with them. I mean, the Baal has to provide food, you know. I mean, how much does food cost? I'm just thinking today, you know, all right, it's an extra piece of chicken, you know. Yeah, I mean, Elachar, it sounds like in those days, maybe Mamish, food was a real issue.
Okay, yeah.
It sounds like that.
Probably, that's true. Right. I guess we have to, put our minds into a different situation to appreciate what this means. Yeah, b'chlal, much of these sugyas, so it's hard for us to understand. Maybe why they are arguing over these monetary issues, which seem to be some of them seem to be very petty. Okay, so let's come back over here. Yes, so this is where we are. That we explained the sheet of Mishnah Rishayna in our Mishnah, which held that at Bahagoaz Man, that's the first time that an Arusa could eat, and that's based on the fact that the Vatar an Arusa could eat because she's Kinyan Kaspoi. There's a Din Rabbonim which prevents her from eating because of a Chash Hashem Tashke. Hashem Tashke is only a concern, only calls man that she's eating together with her family. Bahagos man, since it's a chiv mizoynus, so at that point the Baal is concerned that were she to eat from his food together with her family, then she's going to share with them, and that'll cause problems for him, like we discussed before. And therefore, he's miyachel oduchta that akaponim, that when she's eating his food, the family members are not around for her to share with. Right? So if that's so the chashash doesn't exist at this point, and therefore the din Torah will now come to the forefront that she'll be able to eat shum because of a din of kinyan kasvei, and there's no gzera to prevent her. Now, l'chara, this is a general halacha, I would think. And therefore, see, like we like this, that the din of truma that we're talking about now really is really a different halacha than the din of mezonos are concerned. Meaning to say as follows, that the husband's mechuyav mezonos, it's a monetary issue. The halacha of being able to eat truma is really halacha hilchas iser v'heter. Right? That means that is she permitted to eat truma wherever she gets it from and wherever she's eating it. Right? That's really what that din is. Right? there is the concern and the point of non-concern. Right? These two things come together. However, it would seem that this is a general halacha. What I mean to say is as follows, that koydim hagoazman, you know, were she to be, you know, in a private spot, right? And you know, she happens to have a truma snack on her, right? She also can't eat it, right? Even though in technically in this case over here there's no chash right in front of you, but you know, but chazal rukavei halacha today, this is the din. This is the halacha that she can't eat till the hagoazman. Whether this, and there's a basis for that, because in general there's a chash, just because if she'll find herself in a specific situation where there is no chash, it's not gonna make a difference. And who hadin l'chayra in the other way, that let's say you're after hagoazman, right, and you know, she's at home, right? She's invited to a birthday party at home, right? And she brings her truma snack with her. So l'chayra, we'll see maybe in the next step in the Gemara about this. But I would have thought that over here, hagos man, she could eat the shayin. She has a right to eat. Right? A specific scenario where you do have the shayin, don't have the shayin, she's not going to really play any difference. That's what I would think at this point.
I agree at this point.
Okay, so let's see the Hamshach HaGemara. Okay? Right? Yeah. Okay. Exactly, Gemara, right? And let's see if what we see from this Gemara over here. Elamayato. Fret Gemara, Lokid Kain Yisrael, Alecha B'Truma, Dilma Oslo Meichel B'Hadei. The Gemara is asking on the initial Chash. You tell me the reason is because of achshash or shema tashke. Fretty Morris, if that's so, that achshash l'chor would be applicable over here at all too. What's the case over here? Likud kohen l'Yisrael. You have a kohen who's a hard worker boy in the house of Yisrael. Yisrael is giving him food. His oybazoy lo leichel b'tshuma. He shouldn't be able to eat shuma. Dilma also lameichel b'hadei because of the similar concern. And if he has food there, then he'll offer to them. And he's a kohen, there he's Yisroel. Now this Gemara's question over here, right? I would think as follows, right? And as we just mentioned before, if you have a specific scenario, right, which is would the chash apply there also? Now this Gemara over here, look at what the Gemara is saying over here. The Gemara is not saying. Well, if that's so you know, if a kohen gets invited to the house of Yisrael, you know, for a meal, he can't bring along his truma. That's not what the Gemara is asking. That would be like a more specific scenario. The Gemara is asking more like a situation, right? This is a situation. You have, you know, this the hard worker, right, who's eating his meals by the one who hired him. So it doesn't sound like it's a one-time thing. It sounds like, you know, he has some kind of contract. However, however long it is, and during that duration, this is where he's eating. So that's what the Gemara's question is, such a thing. But in the Chanami, right? We wouldn't, if a Kohen who's generally eats in his own house, right? We're not asking Ihochi, then a Kohen should not be able to eat Truma if he's invited someplace else. Maybe our halach is exactly, you know, how you do that. Right? Certain dina, maybe Shulchan Echad, you know, or certain halachas, but such a halacha, you don't find. So what I'm saying over here is that even though this Gemara seems to be extending this chash to such a case, but I would think that this is taka only because this is a situation rather than a single scenario, right? That's what I would think. That's what this is. That he's not just that, like that. It's not like the Kohen was invited to the house of Yisroel, but you know, this is for this period of time, whatever it is. This is where he's eating. Now,
would you be concerned the other way? That you know, a Kohen family has Yisraelim over.
Ask that. Yes, the other way around. Lucky Yisrael
based
Kohen, is that what you're asking?
Oh, I wasn't asking specifically Alokis, but yeah, anybody. But by Lucky, it sounds like he's bringing his own food, so there's not really much of an issue. So the Yisrael's bringing his own.
Lucky over here.
He's really being supported by them,
right? Now maybe we'll see that thesis in a moment about that. Let's see, what does the Gemara say? Zot Gemara that we don't have a concern over there. Well, I hashed midid who saw fulay mididei achli. Zok the Gemara that in that setup over there, that if they're supporting him, so we're not concerned that they're gonna take food from him. Therefore, the chash is not applicable, right? Whether it's mitzad him, he's not comfortable to offer them food, or they're not comfortable to take it, right? Whichever way you understand what the point over there is, right? How do you hear that?
Is the case here again? We have a Kohen working for Yisrael,
right?
The Yisrael is supplying the food,
right?
So is the Yisrael buying cheaper truma to feed him, or are we talking about him bringing food from home to Nash with the food?
How do we understand the case here? And you're saying this as far as the Hashem Yeru Sofulem, the Deachli? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't think this when I was learning the Gemara, but I'm just wondering now.
Well, I thought the Gemara meant was that they don't have truma. He's eating from their meal, so he's eating. The shaila is that if he would bring truma along and eat over there, he shouldn't be able to eat truma, which would be his own.
Okay.
I mean, the Gemara's Teres sounds like that it's his, and the Gemara is saying that, well, you know, that if they're the ones that are giving him the food, we're not chayish that they're going to take from him. That's the mashmoi sagmar mi, they sofule. That's what we're talking about. Maybe in your case, maybe it's poshut that that we're not concerned. Now let's see. The bottom Tosfos talks about this other scenario. Zokt Tosfos as follows: V'loch Yisrael beveis kohen. What about such a case that the Kohanim hired Yisrael? So what Rashi's bavarning is that l'chor we should not allow them to eat truma because they're supporting him. In this case, definitely they're giving him food. So let's be chayish that they'll give him truma. Bechashin and klal. The dafka milokit koyin beveis Yisrael hu deporuch. That the Gemara is only asking in such a case. The fisher derech senoi lahashkois lefnei habayis de'lim tzeichem beinayim. That's the chash that achsenoi, you know, will give. Ukishu moishid lohem eni medaktik mahu noisin. So that's the concern that he won't be careful what he gives, and he might be giving them some trum that he brought along. Avol lulokit Yisrael beveis koin. However, in this other case, that when you have a worker who's Yisrael, he's in the base koin. Kisha panasosay olov. When the kohen is mukhiv to support, so the kohen will be careful what he's going to give, and therefore there's no chash in that case. The chash is in the first place in the Gemara, even the sakadaitach of the Gemara is based on the fact that the oreach gives limtzeichen, and there might have been a concern that he wouldn't be medaktik. Wouldn't be careful, but on the other hand, if the Baal Bayis is supporting, so in the first place they have a cheshbenis, well, who gets what. All right, so lomadens. This one we're just discussing the chash of Shema Tashke, which is the basis of the Mishnah Rishayna why an arusa can't eat. Till the point when this chash is doesn't apply anymore, and that's at the point of time when he's mukhiv mizaynus. Now one might taka wonder that, okay, I mean, we understand when he gives mizaynus, if he's miyachid, the chash doesn't apply. But what about the person who taka doesn't have the place, or for whatever reason he's not miyachid l'duchta, right? So what's the halacha over here? Meaning to say that is this totally in actually being miyachid l'duchta, right? That's what we taka need, right? Or that being that this is the derech of what a person would do, so Chazal were kevei the halacha that hagoz man shikidi truma because minastam this is what. But if you have a taka case that someone was not miyachel aduchto, right, that wouldn't change things, right? That Chazal were kevei the halacha based on the general practice of what people do, right? So that's when we're just asking a question over here. In other words, do I need the actual miyachel aduchto in order for her to eat truma? You know, in this scenario, it's like we spoke before. If you have an anpa d'chika, you have a one time case. Someone visits something, you know, one way or the other. That probably not. But this is her situation in this case over here, right? That's what we want to know. All right. So, do I need to have that there is befoil in actuality miach lo dochta in order for her head to truma to be chal, or even not? Even now, once Chazal set up the halacha, so the halacha is that hagoz man she could eat, even if in actuality there was no no miach laduchto, and shiny. So even though in this specific scenario, maybe the chash is still applicable, but you know, this is how Chazal set up the ikra halacha, that you know we're assuming that that there is a miach laduchto. Okay, so we'll leave that shayla if someone could be mivar that for us.
According to Tosfos Teretz,
yeah.
What's the Gemara saying? Hashemi did who suffer lay midi day achli? What's the Gemara saying?
What do you mean to ask?
He says it's the derech of the achsenoi lahash goes to mehabayis to those of him beinam.
If the sack that will be more is there, Hachsnaglish Kulhashkis, and based in Sikhim Binayim. See, what I would think is possibly like this. See, there's a difference between an Achsanoi, right, a guest, and someone, you know, who's being supported by someone else. So, you know, someone who's a guest, you know, see, he bets him, you know, has his own thing. He just happens to be a guest by someone else.
Right. So the Havmina was we thought that the guest is the same as the
right.
Lachid of the Teretzes that Asana is different
yeah.
than Lachid is different?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So more saying a specific svara over here by a Lachid. Mm-hmm. Right. Someone who's like in the position that he's being supported. Right. That's the monetary setup that you have over here. So in such a situation, nothing more like that.
On the ropes, Shaila.
Yeah.
So, are we allowed to look forward, or are we still saying up to what the Gemara is saying now?
Yeah, no. You could. Let's do you have a riot to this?
So, again, we asked at the end, what's the nafkamina between Uma and the other one?
Okay.
Right, and so we say that if she goes with the Kohen. So then she should be able to eat truma, she would be able to eat truma even before the 12 months, right? And the other cases where if he's not makbid, right? So then she'd be able to eat truma, if he's not makbid, then she'd be able to eat truma before 12 months, right? Right, and I would assume from Akamara, if you have both Svaras, that everyone would agree. Says,
mm-hmm. Okay, right? fine.
But so it's mashma from there that mm-hmm. we do look at.
Okay.
Either in general.
Okay, so let's get there, and then we'll.
Okay.
We'll tackle apply that to the Shiloh. We'll see if you know how it applies. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Let's see. Zog to Gemara. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yehuda Omer Mishum Simpin. There's a machlekes over here. Shmuel Yehuda holds the reason for the Mishnah Mishena is not because of the chash of Shemat Hashke. It's because of Simpin. Simpin actually tells us. It's a bittel, and what this refers to is that a koyach of mekach tois. Mekach tois, in this situation, what this means over here is that the original erusin, the kinyan erusin, is what's bayichel. If we want to know why is it that we don't allow it to eat mekach the kinyan erusin, the answer is because there's a concern that a basis for mekach tois might surface till a certain point of time, and kol zman that chashash of mekach tois exists, So were there to be mekach tois, so it would be inspired to us that really she was never married, and if she had never had the heter to eat the truma. That's the concern over here. The sibaf mekach tois over here is based on mumin. Mumin that will be nizgalev, mumin which are besays, is something that he can't notice just by looking at her. And these mumin will be the basis of a mekach tois. Frati gimoro,
ihochi. Can we assume that both according to Ula and according to Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda, that they both would agree that a bas coin to a coin could eat truma even by Arusa? Because there's no problem with Shavu Tashka that she can feed to her brothers and their Kohanim too anyway, and there's no problem with Simple, because if the Simple should be sent back to her father's house and her father's feeding her truma anyway. So is that the halakha? Is that according to everyone that a bas coin to a coin can eat truma without a problem?
I think so.
So these two reasons are only no get to a bas is wrong.
Right.
Because it's a little bit strange that later we say my father's Rabbi Akiva or Tarfon is specifically by bas coin to a coin. Only Rabbi says, but the Rabbi says.
That's only which food he, you know, how much truma he could give,
right.
But not if she could eat the truma.
That's true. But. They're saying part of the Mishnah is specifically only talking about bas coin to a coin when the two gezeres drabanan don't apply in the first place in that case, and the whole higias man thing is not really nogea. I mean, ochas b'shalom applies, but ochas b'truma she was eating truma all along.
Okay, but this halacha really is at the point of time when she could eat truma. Right, that's what we're discussing. So it's not really relevant when exactly her heter truma comes in.
Right, but you have to say that the first part of the Mishnah and the higias man, that concept of chelos mishlova ches b'truma, that concept is only nogia for bas Yisrael.
Not really. It's also a gea for a bas kohen because of when he has to feed her.
Ochelos mishlova,
and then they throw in truma. And for Abbas Yisrael, Truma also follows that time.
Okay. But the Ochas Truma, she was always able to draw for Abbas Yisrael.
Right, but the Iker thing they're talking about is the 12 months and when he has to feed her and how much time they get. That applies to everybody.
I mean, Rashi says Mefurish, right? In Kohen, who the Yisraelis. Right? That's
the Truma?
The Zion Amad Aleph, you know, like.
From Cohen, who the he is real, yeah, Shkoh. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, now we appreciate that deep.
I remember a Mishnah in Yavamos where we had this question. It's been quite a long time dealing with that issue. I wish I'd just seen the Rashi here.
I remember mentioning you about us.
Okay, let's see if we can get there. Zofta Gemara. Okay, so right now we're learning the second sheet in the Gemara to explain. We're really working in the Mishnah Rishayna. We'll see in the Gemara in a moment. The Gemara right now says the reason is because of Simpan, that there's a chash of mekach tois. In fact, the Gemara, the following question: Yehochi nichnas aluchup of nivelo nami. In fact, the Gemara and Kashubal, if the chash is because of mekach tois, and the Gemara is thinking that if that's true, so the point of time where it's nizbar, it'll be clarified whether she has a woman or not, should be when he's bolel. So if that's true, so then that's not nizbar, loy mi boy, that it's not nizbar at the time of a goz man. It's how Rashi explains the Moraz Kasha, but even nichas al-chuppah shouldn't be, should not be sufficient. And for the Gemara, no, Hasam Mivdik Bodukla. So the Gemara, that this already is explaining this shita of Hagozman. He's Mechuyiv Mezaynis Mivdik Bodukla. Rashi says, Mivdik Bodukla, like towards the bottom of the Rashi is over there, Biyad Kroivaisav. That at the point of time when he's mechuyev mezaynis, and this is because his chiv mezaynis is also dependent on this. So at the point in time that he's gonna be spending money on her, he wants to make sure that there's no possibility of a mekach tois, and therefore he's mivdik baldiklo aydei kreivoysov. So that would be the cheshbon why the chashash of simpin is taken off at the time of Hagar's man, when he's mechuyev mezaynis. So at that point, it's a mivdik bodukla.
Are there very specific mumim that we consider him as a very objective thing?
I don't know. What do you have in mind?
Well, I mean, obviously, somebody else is checking for him. Then you know, what are they checking for? I mean,
okay, I don't know.
Sounds like there must be like a list. You know, these are the things. I don't know. Am I wrong? I don't know. Am I wrong? Am I missing something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So this teretz of Mivdak Badikla applies both to right before the chuppah, but really applies by Higiyas Man?
Yeah, because we're coming to answer the Mishnah Rishayna. Right? So,
and Rashi explains with the culture came that really, even though the Gemara asked the question by Nichnasa the chuppah, the same question is,
mm-hmm.
The Gemara could have asked the question, Ihachi Higiyas Man.
Right.
That's the culture came.
Right.
So the teretz is that before he starts feeding her, when the time comes, when the Higiyas Man, he has his relatives, his female relatives, whatever, do a bedik on her body before he starts giving her anything.
Yeah, there's a Rashi on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis before the Mishnah that speaks that point out a little clearer. Shmo bedika. You see that Rashi?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right, when Rashi is explaining the machlekes, right, in this cheshbon haGemara, that's what Rashi speaks out. Right, you see that?
That's before
Higiyas
Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the same true if let's say they had the chuppah and they didn't have a problem going past the 12 months. They had the chuppah. Before the chuppah, he'll also do this bedikah with his krovasav.
Mm-hmm.
With krovasav or whatever.
Right, right. You'll see in the context of the Gemara.
He has to do the bedikah in that case also, because if he doesn't do the bedikah in that case, nichnas of the chuppah lo nivla, he should not be able to eat truma.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, at one of two points, he's going to be making a bedikah. And we'll see in the Gemara, really the machlokes between the two lishonos really is whether that bedikah, that initial bedikah, is sufficient.
It's called bedikas chutz, whatever.
Means idea achir, right? Is he relying on, that's the difference, right?
Well, it sounds like from this Rashi that there is no specific list, and that was what the Beis Din Shalach Rehim were concerned about. That the bedika that the krovim do, he's not going to be satisfied with. Am I wrong?
Okay, all right. Okay, we'll see. Let's get up to the end, and then we'll talk about that. Okay. Okay. So let's. What we're setting up over here is that it's a machlekes that according to the Mishnah Shaina, what's the basis of what's the chash that she can't eat mikoyach the Kenyan Kasper that is really here. Already at the time of Erisin, is because of a Shematashke, and the time of Shematashke is non-applicable at the time of his Mechuyev Mezaynis because he's Miyach Eloduchto, so she's not eating together with them, or the reason why she can't eat is because of a Achshash Simpen, and a bedikah is made aidei kreivosov, that he's relying on their bedikah, and that'll take care of the simpum problem which existed until then.
Is there any other thing besides physical movement on her body that could be a simpum that could destroy the condition of my prayer with the megaktos? Or is it only movement on her body? It could be, could he find out that she owes $1 million and that she went bankrupt 3 times already? And he finds that out later on, and then he says, oh, megaktos, megaktos, he starts running into Bezdin, and then the Mafreya, she was Zara eating Truma. Or it's specifically only movement on her body that can be a simpum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know. Maybe you could see something from the Gemara by Evid over there, right?
We have cases, I don't have shots on my fingertips, right?
Yeah.
But aren't there cases where that we have mekachtos? That is in a mum. I don't remember if it's rich or poor.
No, that's if he makes a tonight. He marries her on tonight that she's rich and she's really poor.
That was specifically tonight.
Yeah, that what you're talking about is a specific Gemara. He makes it and he said, Almanas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What was the story that Shmuley... There was I don't know, a few months ago, who's that guy in Lakewood? He does big stories on the Daf. A Shavua, Shmuley something or other. You know what I mean? And he was telling a story about, again, a chasana that happened, and they were on the way to the chasana, and they discovered something along the way.
Borenstein,
is that it?
That name's not
Shmuley. Oh, no, Shmuley? Okay, fine, I don't know.
Sorry.
Oh, Cirilli, yeah, okay, sorry. Okay, sorry, that's why. Okay, yes, I'm not good with names. But he told you know the story I'm talking about. He told some story that they were going on the way and something happened and maybe they came, the authorities were coming after the chassan and he had to run away and then and now they wanted to claim maybe it was a mekachtos based on this.
Mekachtos goes the other way also. Can she claim mekachtos against him or mekachtos is a one way street?
It's a two-way street.
Is it two-way street? The megaktos both ways? I never heard of her claiming megaktos. There's such a thing?
So I'll have to go back and find that story. But I think there was like a story like this, and it was that, this was the issue, was it? Was it? Because now he had to he fled to England or something like that, and now he wasn't even bichlal there. And they wanted to have the whole thing, make it a mechavtaos, that there was no kedushin.
I think like that happened to somebody I know. The chassan, they were engaged, and the chassan was in Canada, and he tried to get into America, and they wouldn't let him through the border, so he decided he's going to swim across. He was a very good swimmer, and he swam across, and they arrested him when he came to the American side, and now the Kala side is nervous to marry somebody that's been in jail. So.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you can claim megaktos, though.
Yeah, that's a little bit different because it wasn't before. I don't know. Yeah. But, okay.
So the Gemara, the Gemara is mashman by Evid, right? Gemara says Nimsaganov of Kift.
Right.
Sounds like it's a basis for megaktos. The Gemara just says that it has a coil, so we assume that you know
there,
about.
If there's a coil, if he's a listed mezuyim and the mukta lamathis, there's no coil if he's a ganov. Let's say he finds out that she's every time she walks in the store, she puts some things in her pocketbook and she walks out. So she has a ganov.
More prevalent maybe in today's world is emotional issues.
Oh yeah,
right. And those things are not necessary. I'm just raising the question. Once you're giving me something.
So what will a bedikah of her body by his krovim?
No, I'm saying that's not gonna help. Not gonna help. As far as
she freaks out in the middle of the
So you'd have to say from my Gemara, it's mashma that these aren't problems, or they're not common enough that the Chachamim would make a gzera on it.
Well, maybe right? He has to also do a bedikah to see, check with the police reports if she ever has a police record, and check with the hospitals to see if she's ever been in a mental ward.
Credit card bills.
That's assuming that she's not good at her thievery. If she's good at her thievery, the police reports won't help.
She's good, then I'll stay with you. Then I'll have that. Just so some
I know people who've gotten married and found out the other side had large credit card bills.
It's very scary.
Not only after the marriage.
No, sure. They find out afterwards that the guy went bankrupt 3 times, you know, and he, it's very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just wrap things up over here. Let's see the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara asked the Kashm to Evid. Okay, I think maybe just in order for us to get to where we need to get, we'll jump over the Evid, and let's jump to over here. Zolti Gemara.
Who says that Kobiustis is gamblers, as opposed to Rashi kidnappers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is Zolti Gemara. Michti, bein lamai lo yachlo, mai binayim. Gemara wants to know what is the nafkamina. Gemara sounds like Gemara has basis to believe that there should be a nafkamina. Ika binayu kibel mosa v'holach. Let's see Rashi. Right, and let's see what we can learn from this.
There could be a machlokes even if there's no nafkamina, right?
Yeah. Right, that's what I was sort of alluding to. That the Gemara sounds like the Gemara has a basis to say that there should be an Afkamina.
Well, it would seem to me that the Gemara is saying that, you know, that that the Gemara wouldn't have gone into it if there wasn't an Afkamina. Right? That's how I understood, right?
That's
right?
What it sounds like. I mean, even though in many places in Shas, you know, we have a machlokes, you know, reasoning for something, and you know, not necessarily based on because it's an Afkamina. Yes. So that's what I'm not so clear really why the Gemara is sure there's an afkamina.
But I thought it's a gezer drabanan that arusa cannot eat truma. If it's a gezer drabanan, what's the difference if it's kibol masa b'halach? What's the difference?
Well, let's just see what the Gemara says. Let's ask you a question after we see the afkamina. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Zot the Gemara. Right? Yeah, let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi, the second narrow line. Kibel Mosa v'holach. Zok Rashi, first of all, the first nafkamina is Kibel Olov Baal Es Hamumin. If the Baal was Mekabel, that even if there are Mumin, he's wants the Kedushin to remain.
And then he gives up his right to Mekachtos. He's forfeiting ever to claim Mekachtos ever again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A koponim concerning mumin, right? Kibel olav baal es ha mumin is a simple nekla meichish. L'shemetashka l'achisa ikula meichish. Zot gimoro that if we have a case over here that there's no chash simpin, this kiddushin that simpin is non applicable. So in such a case, the Chacham should be able to eat right away. So the Gemara is just saying an nafkamina that one of the two chashashes don't apply anymore. That if he's mekabel, so then that's a way to be misalt chashash simpen, which that doesn't help us considering the chashash of shema tashke. That still is applicable.
And then should we be able to start eating truma according to the mandam that says simfon right away from the erison from the right away?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a big nafkamina.
Mm-hmm. There is no chash. There's no chash simpon. Now let's address your question. You're all right over here now. Let's see if we could. You want to know that I mean, Takonas Chazal are general, and usually there's no exceptions over here. So would this be considered an exception or not? Chazal made this takona because Min Hastam people are makbid on mumin, and mumin are a basis of bitul nekach. Now, if this specific person was mekabel,
normally we say
lo
plo. Normally we say lo plo.
Let's say like we discussed before, someone who's someone who's not miyached la dochter, right? So we're looking the other way, but someone who's not miyached la dochter. Right? That's what we wanted to know. That in this case over here, really the chash is still applicable, right? But once Chazal say that hagozman you could eat, do you actually need that or not?
It says from the other end, what about a badika then?
What?
Is it more pasha to you that a badika without a badika for sure it wouldn't help? According to the one that says Simfon? He gives man and they didn't do a badika.
Because the Gemara said that once it's Higi's man, they usually do a badika, but let's say they didn't do a badika because they start eating. The same
okay.
Question.
Yeah, yeah, right. Same kind of idea. Or once we're mixing and matching. So, what about to have a an early bedika? Let's say she wants to be able to eat truma, right? So
early bedu.
She arrange. Okay.
Early dufta, very good.
Right.
Think of that possibility.
I mean, it seems to me by the bedika you'd have to say it's dafka, no? Because otherwise, you really have a chashash of simfon.
Which case are you in? If you don't make the issue simfon, and you didn't actually do
a bedika, you know, really, you still have the chashash of simfon, right? Same thing by the duchta. I mean, I guess in fee, well, it seems more pasha to me than the duchta case.
Well, let's put it this way: is even a simpon is a problem? But we see that midraisa, she's still allowed to eat truma. So in other words, it has to be enough of a meal that the midraisa were not choshesh, and it's only aser because the chacham specifically put a higher degree of.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Well, it's the same.
You're asking a whole different day. You're asking a whole different question of why if it's a miyud. I mean, I guess because they're saying in the end of the day we're going to know because it's a miyud she'ev shor levarer in the end of the day. So maybe that's not called a miyud, right? I mean, I don't know. Would you say that?
That's what it is. It would sound like what Shlomo is saying is that would be right, that the chash would not be a reason enough of a chash meikar hadin. It's not that there's a sofik. Every kiddushin, you know, there wouldn't be you don't really have a sofik lefonecha. Mumim are probably not shchichi enough to make a valid sofik. This is a chash d'abonon. Right? Maybe, you could maybe show it from the other man, the omrak upon him, right? That he's not chayshish for simpen. But it would be mashm like that. That chash simpen taka came with a takana. So that would be, that's what he's telling you. Therefore, that if the chash, if for whatever reason Chazal, set it up like this, but Hagozman, we're only Chayish till Hagozman. If we're not Chayish, see, even though befoiled, the Bedika wasn't made, but if the basis to be Chayish doesn't exist anymore, right, because that was, the Takana was to be Chayish for simpan. That's really part of it. So if at Hagoah's man that we're not chayish for simpan anymore, you don't have the takana. Right? If that's what it is, so then that would be the basis to say
not chayish because the takana was only up
right,
to the 12.
Right. So even though the foil you didn't make the bidika, right? It could be.
And at the end of the day, you'd say that there was an onus. Is that what you would say?
Yeah. Right. If the ma'aser there is a bittul mekach, yeah, right. You know, okay.
But Shlomo said it's a miut. It's a very big miut. If it's a miut, then you have to get involved in whether you're chayish for a miut or not. Isn't there?
Well, that was what I was asking. Yeah, that's what I was asking. So why did you make it?
Learn Shams Ma'aser and understand all these things. But whatever it is, at the end of the day, you have to say that on the deraisa level.
Maybe that's the machlokas. I mean, the one who says Shemash Yashka, he also holds that there could be a simfa. So why does he hold that? Why weren't they chayish?
Right.
And the guy who holds simfa, you know, Shemayashka, he obviously doesn't hold from Shemayashka. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Tosha somewhere in a different Masechta that says that everyone agrees that Shematashka is the problem. And the machlok is about they bring a riot. There's a Tosis, I think it's in Kedushin. It says over there, everyone agrees to Shematashka.
Has that work out with our Gemara?
I don't know how it works out, but it brings it in over there because it had a question. I don't remember the Tosis. I don't want
to
speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to find us that thesis, because it would seem to be from this Gemara, would seem to be that they argue on each other, you know, neither, and that's why the Gemara is saying these two nafka minas from both sides, right? That the Gemara first says Kibel is the reason why Simpan is not applicable.
It's in Kedusha.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. Now let's see. Let's just figure out the Gemara over here, because I want to see the final piece of Gemara also, if you can see that. So the Gemara says, Mosa v'holach. These are cases, the Rashi. Mosa ha'av v'shluchei ha'bal. Ha'yishtoholchu shluchei ha'av v'shluchei ha'bal. Lek l'melech yishem metashke v'achil ha'choyso d'holes nuhu gabo. In these cases, that she's on her way to come to the Baal, she's already left the rishus of the Av, technically, as far as the chash is concerned. So therefore, we're not chayish over here. Now, this Gemara, I think, you know, Avada Gemara means specifically such a case that not rather that you know she went away for the night, but the pshat over here is that she's coming, she's on her way to be nichnas l'rishus habal. That's what the Gemara means over here. So she's concerning this, she's already yotza from the rishus of the Av. As far as benegay to the chash of Shematashke. That's why, you know, even though the Gemara says these two cases, right, benegay to other halachis, right, if it's holchu shluchei habal, that might be different than if it's not holchu, like we saw in the sugis before. But when you get to this halacha, that once she leaves the rishus of the av, then the chash of shematashke is not applicable anymore. Okay, so that's the Gemara tells us that you have that there will be a nafkamina as far as each chash is concerned. Now let's just finish the Gemara over here. Benigay to the Shita of the Mishnah Achron. Let's jump to the Bam Le'omid. My time. We're talking about the Shita of the Mishnah Achron. My time. Omar Ulo V'Tamer B'Shmuel Bar Yehuda Mishum Simpin. The basis of the Mishnah Achron is because of Simpin. Now, this means that Simpan is first taken care of only with a Knis Lechuppah. And therefore, the Machlokes is, like Mora says, Mishum Shemayim Zgulo Kais Beis Aviyah Ubasayasa Mishum Simpin. Elo Rav Shul Bar Yehuda Kamaisa Mishum Simpin Ubasayasa Mishum Simpin. Now let's just Mabinayim. Now let's hear the Gemara. Let's just see if you say Cheshmei is the Gemara over here. That the Gemara, what we know till this point, I think we know, that it sounds like we understood the Mishnah Rishayna, that the Machlokes, the Machlokes Mishnah is based on Shematashke because of Simpin. So now it would seem to be that we understood that even if the Tam is because of Simpin, but with Hagazman, Simpin is not applicable anymore. The Gemara didn't seem to have any problems with understanding the Mishnah Rishayna. So the Gemara seems to be saying that so the Chashash of Simpin that we were working with till now goes off really with Hagoaz Ma. Right? So now when the Gemara says that according to Ulo we understand the Machlek is, the Mora must have an understanding that Hagoz Man does not take off Simpin. Or else, you know, everyone should back a hold like the Mishnah Mishnah. So when the Mora says that Bishlam Ulo Kamais because of Shamil and Basayas Mishum Simpin, the Mora is understanding that Simpin is not taking care of with Hagoz Man. Simpin is only taken care of with Knis L'chupa. Now the Gemara says that according to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, that both Mishum Simpin is, so then why are they arguing? Which just needs a little beer in the shock we're tired of the Gemara, because l'chore at this point everything really should be already in front of us. It means originally we understood that there's that bedika that Hagoz Man is a basis to take it off. Right? Now if we understand according to Ula that Simpin is not taken off till Chuppah, that means we understand that there's another svara over here. Right, so that means we have everything in front of us. So, like, what's the more bothered by? What's the more question? Affecting him more, according to him, you know, everything because of Simpin. So, you know, so then what's the machlokes between Mishnah Shem and Mishnah Achreina? If you, the more really answers that, Ma bina ikib binai b'dikas chutz, Ma sob b'dikas chutz shma b'dik, Ma sob b'dikas chutz lo shma b'dikum. Let's learn this, and then we'll come back to the Shitas Ula. Everyone holds, according to this Shita, that the basis why Narusa can't eat is because of Achshash Mekachtois, and the Machlekes Mishum Mishum Nachrona is that at what point of time is the Achshash of Mekachtois resolved? Bidikas Chutz, whether Bidikas Chutz is Shmo Bidik or not. Rashi says, Mar Sovar, Ma'asov ha-mishnah mishani b'dikas chutz shebotko b'yad k'roi v'oisov shma b'dika. V'koidem sh'yaitzim ha-oisov b'mzei nisei kfar botko hilkoch sulei chayshinen l'simpin. U'bezim sh'achreim savri eino b'dika ad sh'miyachet imo hu atzmoi u'boiko. So the b'dika that in the Mishnah Achreina, the chupa that the Mishnah Achreina is talking about is that his own bedika, that's what that is referring to, and the shaila is that could we rely on the bedika of others or his personal bedika? That means according to Ula, that Ula holds that the Mishnah Achreina was chayish for Simpin. And if you chayish for Simpin, so then the only thing that could take off Simpin is his own personal bedika, and that's why she's in a cheles. If the reason that causes simpim is b'knis l'chupa, and according to Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, he says that according to everyone, the chashash is simpim, and the machlekes just is that at what point could we rely that there's no chashash simpim anymore? Is it sufficient at the time of mezainis, the bedika of the krevoisov, or the bedika or only the bedika later? Now let's just speak this through. Just I'm a technical horror over here, that the bedika we're saying, it seems to be that koyv mishiyeti ma'isav kvar bodko. According to the way we're talking right now, that we're assuming that the facts are true, right? And we'll see, maybe we have to adjust this. But if the facts are true, that he's boitka ade krevaisov before he's mhoitzi ma'oisov, and the question is whether we could rely on that bidika, so on that we have to ask ourselves the question, who's relying? The issue from Simpin is him. Right, his mekach tois, right? So if the bedika is made before because of him, in order to be moitzi ma'isav, so he obviously is relying on them, right? So what do we mean to say that the bedika is not sufficient, and he can still tain a mekach tois later, right? How do you understand that? He was the one. Really coming from him is that's why the bedika is made before he's yaitzim ma'oisav l'chayra. He's making sure a bedika is made. So doesn't that mean
he should be able to start spending money on her? But it's not enough to him to be totally put at ease that she doesn't have any woman that he's going to object to.
Let's also say a question really vividly. So, let's say he isn't happy with the bedika. In the end of the day, can he get his money back?
What do you mean? What happened?
They did a bedika, and then comes the time of the wedding, and he does a bedika, and he says, "This was a mekach tos."
So who's going to ask him money back? From his krovim? He's going to say to his krovim, "I'm going to sue you, krovim."
So you say it's their responsibility, or maybe to get it from her?
No, why would even her? She didn't do anything wrong. He started on his own right to start.
It doesn't have to do with if she did anything wrong. If he won the Mechayev to give the money, and he gave the money, she has to return it.
No, because he chose to start giving the money based on his krovim. The only person he can do is sue his krovim.
But again,
so you're saying it's like a mechila.
He gave the money based on his krovim. It was his. He didn't have to.
He checked it to the best of his ability, but if new facts came out,
So at that point it's not her fault. I mean,
it's not a question of fault.
No, but he started giving her the money based on his program. I mean,
he's giving the money based on the fact that she's an Arusa, right? If it turns out that there was unknown information that makes the mekach tos, so he gave money betos.
But no, he's talking about it's more than the ma'aser that it is a mekach tois, right? According to the Mishnah Achrayim,
yes.
Right? So now that it was a mekach tois, so she really didn't have any din to give it, right? So even though he was relying, true, he was relying on his craving. So maybe if that was the basis of the mekach tois, then you're right, you can't. But it's more than the that for some reason that doesn't take care of his mekach tois in the original kedushin. It's totally in later. So in as much as it's Mivu in the Gemara that he still
has... What's the point of having the Krovim check anything? Either way, if he's going to have to pay the money, if he's going to get the money back, if he claims Mekach Tos, then what's the point of having his Krovim check? If it ends up as a Mekach Tos, he'll get all the money back, so he has nothing to lose. And if it's not a Mekach Tos, there's no...
If you won't pay for a car until you get the Carfax, right? And then you find that after you get the car that there's something that wasn't in the report. So that doesn't mean that that you can't return the car, right? In other words, you check it to the best of your ability,
Right, so you still claim it's Megatos, but he started to give them the food or the money or whatever, he gave it based on his Krovim. So he chose out of his own right to start giving it. If he doesn't like the Bediga that his Krovim gave, that then he can go screaming at his Krovim. He can say
so why can't you say the same thing then for the Nesuin?
What?
He's why don't you say then at that point he's mochel the whole thing. He's not,
because he finds a woman that he's makbid on.
So you're saying for the ochel it works. Right. But for the Nisuan that doesn't work.
He did the ochel based on this and that based on what he relied on that he had enough smichas das to start giving out money out of his pocket.
Okay.
And that he gave that and that's not returnable.
Alright,
okay. Non-refundable. She already ate the food, it's already in her stomach.
I hear. I opened up a can of words with this question, not that it bothers me so much, but I'm trying to remember now what the Rose original question was.
So you'll be Michalk over here, you're saying that he's relying on the Krovim is not really taking care of Mekachtois. If he finds later, you know, he's the one who's really backing this Bedika now. I mean, he's relying on them.
He's not waiving his rights to claim back after us later, but he's relying on this for the giving them food.
And what's his choice? He's machuyev to give them food, right?
Right. So he could hire a.
Well, he could get married. That's the other choice. He could have the wedding.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm being silly.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah,
right.
He was supposed to. It's his man.
Right. But I hear you. Okay, for me, for whatever reason, they can't do that. So you're right. So now he has to give the food. So what's his choice?
He could have hired a professional lady who does a better bedika than his krogan, and
I understood the reason why it was more of an external one is because, you know, it's a certain amount of lo na'im to put your kallah through
the whole thing is lo na'im.
That could be more subtly done, you know, like...
Not so.
Yeah, I think it's moved on places, and that I think it's just that like the bedika I think was based on merchas. You know, it wasn't like an official bedika. It's just that, you know, that people are in the situation, so they could, you know, they could look. But I don't think there's, you know, a official examination that was being done.
Oh, I hear.
What is Tosfos said that?
What?
Where does Tosfos say that?
Where? I wasn't quoting Tosfos. I think I'm just saying. I think I've seen in the past that that's what it is. Yeah. Okay. So I have to see whether this resolves that or. But I go upon him. Yeah. Okay. So what do we have? Let's see what we could come away from the Gemara here. That this machleik is. There's a machlokes whether the Mishnah Rishonim and Shacharina are arguing fundamentally in the time of the Takana. That's what Ula holds, and therefore the Chashash, it's different Chashashes. That's why they go off at two different times. And according to the other man, the Omar, that Bisoida, it's really the same issue. And the machlokes is that at what point does the Chashash Mekachtois go off? That's machlokes. Now, it comes out according to everyone, Akoponim, that the Mishnah Achreina holds that the Chashash is based on Simpan, and that's first taken off, at with a Knesset L'Chuppah. Okay.